This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Joining us now here on WEEI Afternoons live from the NFL Draft is indeed Patriots first round pick number 4 overall left tackle Will Campbell. Joining me, Andy Hart, alongside former Patriots linebacker Ted Johnson and Nick Fitzy-Stevens. How are we doing today, Will?
I'm doing good. How about y'all? I appreciate y'all having me on.
Well, we appreciate you joining us. We listened in a little bit to your press conference on the field at Gillette Stadium, and we were talking about how comfortable you seem doing these interviews and these media sessions, and you seem to hit a home run with every answer, the right tone, the right words. Has that just always come naturally? Do you feel like that's just part of your makeup? What do you attribute that to?
Yeah, honestly, to be honest with you, it just came naturally to me. Just try to stay calm in any answer. Just give the best answer I possibly can. Not give too much, but give enough.
Hey, Will, congratulations on becoming an NFL football player. I'm just curious, you know, you're an emotional guy, and I just, you know, it was fun to hear you talk about being drafted by the Patriots after you got drafted. And it just made me think, I'm curious, like, where did your love of football begin? What was the kind of the genesis of your desire to play football?
Yeah, I mean, my dad introduced me to the game when I was, you know, a little boy. When he came out of the room at the hospital holding me, he was holding me like a football. it's something that's always, you know, ran through my family. I've loved it, you know, ever since I was a little kid and was able to understand it. And it's just something that's gave me and my family a lot of great memories, and I'm just super excited for the next step.
So, Will, it's no secret or surprise to anyone that New England established itself as the gold standard of the NFL this century with 6 Super Bowl wins over 19 years with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, but it's also no surprise that the team has struggled the last couple of years. So what made you want to come to New England so badly, so much so that you told Executive Vice President of Player Personnel Elliot Wolf way back in the 2024 season that New England was where you wanted to end up?
Yeah, I mean, I just wanted to play for a franchise with the history that of this one. Playing for Coach Vrabel was something that, you know, I wanted to do. I wanted a fan base that, you know, truly is passionate about this team, just like the one I'm used to. I think, you know, this team is something that I was looking forward to joining because I know what we can be. I know that we had the pieces to, you know, be a successful football team. I'm super excited to, you know, play for Coach Vrabel. He's my type of guy. And I'm just, you know, really looking forward to, you know, this football season.
It seems like, Will Campbell, you have natural leadership ability. What is that? What is your leadership style? And what do you think some of the challenges are of being a young rookie player on an NFL team, but also asserting yourself and taking on a leadership role in a professional locker room?
Well, I couldn't really tell you, you know, the challenges yet because I hadn't really been faced with them yet to be in the locker room with these guys and things like that. But, you know, I think, you know, the biggest thing for me is, you know, come in every day, be the best version of myself every day, be the best teammate, the best player and the best person that I can be every single day in between this building out there on that field. And, you know, everything else will take care of itself.
You know, Will, being a former player, I got to admit, I loved your kind of your response to how you feel like what your job is in protecting Drake May, just making sure you have his back. And I'm curious, you know, just your thoughts on Drake. If you watched him in college and you watched him in the pros, What are some of the attributes and things that you've noticed when you watch Drake May?
Yeah, I mean, he's a heck of a player. It's no secret. I've been very fortunate to, you know, block for some pretty dang good quarterbacks in my time at college with Jaden Daniels and Garrett Nussmeier, and now my first one in the NFL is Drake May. So I've been very, you know, fortunate. I'm super excited, you know, not only build our relationship on the field, but, you know, off the field. And I'm just looking forward to it. He's a heck of a player. And not only me, you know, just the rest of the O-line, we just got to put him in the best position possible to, you know, help us win games.
All right, so Will Campbell, you're not afraid of the media and public speaking. You're not afraid of criticism or answering questions to people that, you know, want to know things about your body, arm length, wingspan, et cetera. You're not afraid of oncoming defenders and people that want to wreck you and your quarterback. So I have to ask you, is there anything you're actually afraid of?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Fearless, I love it.
What are you looking forward to in terms of living in the Northeast? I know you talked about seafood, and maybe that's a little different down in LSU. Like, what are you looking forward to, maybe of that lifestyle change to the Northeast?
Yeah, I mean, I've just been in Louisiana my whole life, so being able to, you know, be in a new community, experience a new culture, expand my horizons is something I'm looking forward to. This is a very passionate city, a very passionate fan base. So I'm just looking forward to, you know, meeting everybody, you know, everybody being able to put a face to a name with me and vice versa. And, you know, just moving up here, getting to work. I'm excited for the snow. I don't really get to see that too much. I've seen it twice in my life, and once is in Colorado. So,
Will, I'm just Vrabel's a former teammate of mine, and I could kick his ass then. I could still kick his ass. But it sounds you guys had a workout with you last week and got his hands into you. It sounds like you got the better of him. Anything you can share for? I mean, did you put him on his back, bro? How did that play out that session?
I mean, I'm not gonna give too many details, but let's just say I got him. he had to get a new T-shirt after the workout.
Nice.
I love it.
I love that. Now, obviously, Will, there's a lot of things about this place that are going to require a steep learning curve, from the traffic to the size of the roads, the wind, the cold, everything. If you ever need any help, this show's got you covered. But I just wanted to ask you, as your own man with a distinct personality, definitely a football guy, is there any one player you would say you idolized growing up or that your game most resembles?
Yeah, I like to, you know, take every, you know, bits and pieces from whoever it might be, you know, that's in the league now. But, you know, being a kid from North Louisiana, a guy that, you know, that I truly looked up to as a young aspiring offensive lineman was Andrew Whitworth and Cam Robinson. You know, they did it the right way in high school, college, and in the league. They've had, you know, a lot of success in all three of those. And, you know, whenever you're from there, you know, they're one of the few guys that's been able to do it at the highest level. So you look up to them and, you know, what they've done. And they kind of set the foundation for, you know, guys coming out of that area that play the position.
Will, before we let you go, you're well aware that media fans will be judging your career. You're the number 4 pick in the draft. There was talk of tackle and guard and arm length. So we're going to be, you know, judging you from afar. How will you judge yourself? What is a successful rookie season and then successful first couple years of a career for Will Campbell look like?
Yeah, man, I just want to win. Winning takes care of everything else. So, you know, my biggest goal is, you know, just come in any type of way I can and, you know, help this team improve, you know, be the best teammate I can be the best leader that I can be, and just put the best product on the field every Sunday, Monday, Thursday, whatever day we play on the field possible.
He is Will Campbell, number 4 overall pick, first-round pick of the Patriots. Appreciate you joining us on WEEI Afternoons, and look forward to you getting the pads on and watching you in training camp.
Yes, sir. No doubt. I'm excited. Thank you all.
All right, bud. Thank you.
As we'll have to learn to say now, go Pats, G-E-A-U-X.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
He's a Louisiana boy. Will Campbell's interview and all our draft coverage here on WEEI Afternoons is brought to you by our great sponsors, McFarland Energy. Upgrade your air conditioning system before the summer rush. Visit McFarlandEnergy.com. By Northeast Men's Health, the leader in men's sexual health. Get your sex life back on track. NortheastMen'sHealth.com. By Lucky Energy, the number one energy drink in Massachusetts amongst energy drinkers who like to get lucky. And by Chock Full of Nuts Coffee and McCormick Grillmates Seasoning.